Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, what's poppin', my niggas? PSA motherfucking podcast in the building. I know what it is already, man. I got the co-owner of URL, man. URLTV.TV. You know, we love talking to Smack. We love talking to Norbs. But I really like talking to Beasley because I just think he's a very intelligent brother. He reminds me of New Jack City, educated brother from the bank. That's what Beasley reminds me of. So we're going to chop it up with Beasley. URL announcement tonight about, what, a minute ago. Young Miles, Midwest Miles, X Factor on the card. I want to talk to Beasley about that. I want to talk to him about the card that they got coming up before Double Impact also. Rex and Shine also. I'll get into that a little later on the show. I'm just waiting for Beasley to call up so we can chop it up about Double Impact and other topics and battle rap that the battle rap community can talk about. So just give me a second with Beasley. You should be chiming in any second. On live, you already know what it is, man. PSA motherfucking podcast. It's your boy, Three Letter Man in the building, man. My niggas. URLTV.TV. Announcement tonight. Midwest Miles, Young Miles, X Factor. They was here on Smack DVD era. Before Smack got the bed, man. And I love chopping it up with one of the co-owners of URL, man. Very intelligent brother. Love chopping up with him, man. Mr. Beasley, how you doing, brother?
Oh, man. I'm fine, man. It's a pleasure to be on the show and chop it up with you as well, man. Thank you for the opportunity and allowing me to come up to the show podcast. Appreciate it.
Beasley, it's always a pleasure talking to one of the owners of one of the biggest platforms in battle rap. So thank you. Back to you first off, sir. These announcements tonight, my brother. I wasn't expecting this. Midwest Miles, X Factor. We got two announcements back to back. The Midwest brothers are back in the building. And that's what I'm smelling right now as a battle rap fan, Bees. Back to back Midwest brothers in the building. Hitman Holla, Averb, Midwest Miles, X Factor, man. I love that, man.
Yeah, man. I mean, you know, Double Impact is the all-star game of battle rap. You know what I mean? It's where, like, all the best of the best or the guys you haven't seen in a while come together, team up, and go against each other. I think it's an exciting platform. It's fun. You know what I mean? It's different. It breaks up the monotony of the one-on-one battles. So, you know, we just try to do something different because, you know, as a company, we're just throwing a lot of battles lately. We're doing big battles, mid-sized battles, small battles. Any type of battles that we can do, we're trying to do those battles and get them out and, you know, and just see what happens, man. We're having a good time. So, you know, Double Impact is an imprint that we have, so it's time to have some fun again. So June 24th, I need everybody to go get their tickets now at Ticketmaster. They're moving fast. This is URL like no other.
Up. Talk to these niggas, please.
Please, I need everybody to get tickets. We just came off the Gnome, man, and dudes is mad when the ticket sold out 3 weeks in advance. And I was like, I told everyone this is going to sell. We don't make this stuff up. This is what happened. You know what I mean? So, you know, please encourage everybody.
Now, Bees, you talked about Gnome 7 right quick. Now, I'm going to take it back to Gnome 7 right quick. When I ordered the pay-per-view, right, and I saw Mr. Hitman Holla in attendance, I was like, okay, this is dope. Now, my brain works a mile a minute, so I'm thinking to myself, well, he's in the building, so the bad blood, all this other bullshit, people try to, social media, try to run with crazy shit. And sometimes, Holla, I fucks with you, but as a fan, I think sometimes you might get emotional sometimes. It's all right. We all do. But it was good to see him in the building, and 2 and 2 makes 4, Beasley. So I'm thinking already, all right, there got to be some negotiations. He got to be on some card. They're in conversations. And to see him on the card, I mean, how did that conversation go to get, you know, Hitman and Averb back on the card? Because everybody thought it was URL versus St. Louis. I hated that conversation, Beasley, let me tell you.
I mean,
but just to get those brothers back on the card.
Yeah, I mean, listen, man, we all are men. And we go through our trials and tribulations with one another. You know, 1 minute we're mad at each other, 1 minute we're not mad at each other. You know, it was never anything that serious. You know what I'm saying? I mean, we get on the phone, words exchange, but, you know, nobody got hurt. Nobody really lost any money. So, you know, it's stuff that can always be rectified. You know, Hitman is, you know, he loves the sport. You know what I mean? Every time he's had an issue and it's a big event, he still comes to the event, whether we're negotiating or not. At that point, you know, when I saw him at the show, he was just like, yo, please, come on, man. They need me. They need me back on stage, man. Come on. I was like, all right, we're going to talk, you know what I'm saying? And that night, K-Shine started up the Hitman, I Want to Battle Hitman type thing. You know what I mean? But, you know,
we'll get into that in a minute. We'll get into that in a minute, Beasley. We'll get into that in a minute.
Yeah, though. So we were mature with that situation. However, we had Double Impact, and then we were going to see what was up with Hitman and Khan, since they're working together on Wildin' Out, stuff like that.
Wow.
See if they could come together. But then, you know, we felt that, you know, we wanted Khan on the card as well, but we kind of felt that it would just be more nostalgic to have him and Averb team up with each other in New York City. And, you know, shit, I think that was the right decision. But
it was the right decision, Beasley. Sir, it was the right decision. As a battle rap fan, it was a great decision on your part, sir, and you are a fan.
Listen, I promise you, listen, man, I know we're dropping the, out the announcements, man. Don't sit around and wait. Please, man, I promise you, man, I have some more surprises, man, that you are not expecting. I'm telling you, get your ticket now. Please, if you're
please.
Because I don't want to hear, oh, I didn't know the card. Y'all should know by now. Y'all should know. Even the cards that y'all don't think are going to be that spectacular, you know, they end up being good cards. You know what I'm saying? Not
right.
Every battle is excellent, and not everything is going to be dope. You know, from any league or organization, sporting event, basketball game, or whatever. But, you know, I think that URL has a great track record. I think our last couple of marquee events have been very good events, decent events, like watchable battles with replay value. The Born Legacy series has pretty much, you know, come in as a new imprint, but I think it's the only damn near, because there's people that go to Born Legacy that don't go to the big event. And in terms of attendance, it's kicking everything's ass. The Born Legacy imprint, after Gnome and Summer Badness, is the biggest imprint in battle rap right now, hands down. Born Legacy.
Right.
After Summer Madness and Gnome comes Born Legacy. And I'm saying that
that is
the biggest imprint in not in URL, in battle rap, period. There's nothing rivaling Born Legacy. Not in any other league. There's nothing even close in attendance or viewership. It's proof.
Bees, did you guys, and I say a two-part question, was there pressure, I don't want to use the word pressure on URL, but yeah, there is pressure because you guys are one of the biggest platforms of battle rap. Was there pressure because?
Don't take it. Come on, man.
Bees, was there pressure because Sue Surf situation, he's not here with us right now, free Sue Surf, first of all, and was there pressure to get some guys in that, not to say fill the void, but you know, Gun Titles, they got that feel. They got that one, that Jada Styles thing.
Man.
You know what I mean?
Shit.
Was there pressure on getting another group? And also, Beasley, real quick, Tay Rock. Would you go to Tay Rock and say, we want to match up with somebody else? Or Tay Rock wouldn't do that because he has so much respect for Sue Surf as his Gun Title brother?
Well, I, you know, there were talks with Rock about teaming up with somebody else. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, we didn't, you know, he didn't want to do that. You know what I mean? He thought about it, but he didn't want to do it. And I understand, you know, and then his other person that he would have teamed up with would have been Braze. But Braze, you know, works with other, with T-Top. You know what I mean? And, you know, I don't, you know, he just felt most comfortable doing the event with Surf. So, unfortunately, you know, going to be on it, but you know, at least, you know, we got Born Legacy 3, maybe, you know what I'm saying, and turn the gun title, you know. But there are some other big, exciting matches and names on this card, and I promise you, you know, it is unfortunate that Surf is not available to participate.
Right.
But, you know, I spoke to Surf, like, Mother's Day, or like the day after Mother's Day, like last week.
Mm-hmm.
He sounded like he's in good spirits. He's got great legal counsel, and he hasn't actually really, and he just doesn't have bail. You know, they haven't given him a bail,
right,
so
yeah.
He can bail. But he doesn't.
To piggyback on what you're saying, I wrote Sue Surf myself, and he wrote me back about 2 weeks ago. So I already, you know, penned him, and I gave my number, wrote him a letter, he wrote me back. So, you know, kept him in good spirits, told him what Psalms to read, the Bible, stuff like that. So, you know,
mm-hmm.
and glad to hear that you spoke to him yourself, you know what I mean?
Right, yeah. And so, you know, he said, you know, he's fighting this case, he's got two great lawyers. So, you know, before we condemn him and throw him down the river, let's just see how his case pans out, you know what I'm saying?
Agree.
We don't really have a lot of the evidence to pursue a solid case against. So let's just see what happens and wish him the best. You know what I mean?
Right. The way that you guys are dropping these announcements, though, is that how we're going to have them for the rest of the to June 24th? Before the 24th, I should say?
I made a bunch of few together. I just like spreading things out, keeping people talking. You know what I mean? And, you know, sometimes when you do the one master trailer, I find that people absorb it so quickly with everything happening and the way things are moving these days, they'll forget, you know what I mean? They get excited for one day, and then, you know, you got some idiot on Facebook. You know, just looking at the card, I don't know. He's never going in the first place. He don't even have a ticket. He's not even close. He doesn't have any money for a flight, you know, and then he's in here trying to sway the people. I don't know if this match is going to be the one. Shut up. You know, so sometimes
people better
express themselves. But, I mean, I'm going to have all the information out, you know, within the next 2 days, most likely. You know what I'm saying? So you're going to see a lot of stuff coming. You have a lot of radio shows to do, a lot of interviews. Don't worry, we're here to provide you with content, man.
Of course, and we appreciate that, Bees. So, because fans were wondering, are we going to get the matches before we know? Are we going to know the matches before they go in the building?
You're going to know the matches like within the next couple of days. I'm announcing the team, but I'm not announcing who they're facing. But then right after I get all the teams out there, I'm announcing the matches. You're gonna know who's facing you. You niggas are brilliant over there.
That's small marketing.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Is it hard to match up certain people or people that we haven't seen before and try to get, you know, because we know NWX. I mean, I don't know how you felt, but I've always felt like before they came, there was 2-on-2s, obviously, but they took the 2-on-2 game and kind of meshed it and made it, gave us that feel, if that makes any sense to you, Bees. Is NWX going to be on this card? Because they should be on this card, in my opinion. They birthed this
in a sense. We got to wait and see, you know what I'm saying? I definitely think they're instrumental in spearheading the resurgence of the 2-on-2 battles and bringing it onto our radar to where we felt that we could do a double impact type of card and event to where we bring all the teams together and just have a bunch of fun and get the best of the best involved. You know what I mean? So just stay tuned. Trust me, man, within about 48 hours, you're going to know a lot more information. You know what I mean? And you'll know about the rest of the guys that's battling on Ascension as well. This is a lot going on, man. We got Born Legacy Supreme coming in July. You know, we are dropping event. We're doing event after event after event. You know? So please, man, just bear with us. Support us if you can. Come out. You know what I mean? And you're rock with us, man. We'll be putting on out here.
Okay. Now, what about the June 11th card? The Ascension, though. We've never heard of this before. This seems like a new series.
Right.
Can you get a little depth? I know Rich Dollars and Prep are leading off that series, right?
since it's a new series, you know, that's just the name of it, and, you know, it's not anything too deep or technical. You know, Ascension is moving forward to an important position.
Right.
Or increasing your ranking. You know, so it's just, it has a nice ring to it, so we ran with it, but there's no, like, deep psychology or, you know, message inside of Ascension. It's just, that's just what it is, you know what I mean? So it's that, you know, that's what it is. Do I have some hot matches on there, some exciting matches, small room, you know, Black Bear type feel. Venue is like a nice little performance. You know, nice little stage. So it's definitely that performance feel. So, you know, we're going to bring it to you, man. And the goal here is just to do a lot of events, to just provide opportunity for a lot of MCs. You know what I mean? So there's no, it's not done by class or profile. You know, you're going to see some big names, new names, small names, medium names, medium-sized profile artists. But, you know, there's some top tiers on it. You know what I'm saying? And it's just something to do. You know what I mean? Like, why, if we can do stuff, why are we not doing it? And that was our thinking. Like, okay, we can do these kind of battles. Let's do those two. We're doing everything.
Okay.
Yeah.
So. The return of Rich Dollars.
Yeah.
How did that come about, though? I mean, Rich Dollars in a Yankee hat, man. We're trying to see the stanky Yankee, Richie. Come on, man.
Rich has been calling me for a while. I keep in touch with Rich Dollars. You know, he just wanted to make sure that his return was right. It's been some years since he's been in battle rap, but now he wanted to perform on a stage where, you know, it's going to really count. You know what I mean? And he's really going to be visible. And, you know, that stage is the URL's platform. So, you know, we're excited to have Rich Dollars back. He's been making a lot of music, and he's been rhyming. He hasn't really been battling. But, you know, he's been watching the culture closely, and Rich is one who is just doing this to do it. You know what I'm saying? Like, Rich doesn't need – he's a guy who, you know, works. He doesn't need money. It's not a money fan. You know what I'm saying? This is not about money. This is just
for the love.
Yeah, this is for the love. This is redemption. This is him reestablishing his profile. You know what I mean? And
Beasley, let me tell you something, Beez. I've always said this about Rich Dollars. Whether you think he won or lost a battle, his resume of people that he battled, it was impeccable at one time. The level of competition he was battling, McCallico when he was young, you know, shit like that.
Hollow.
Like, he was battling a lot of dudes. Hollow, Young L, Tech N9ne, you know?
DNA.
Yes.
He has some really good battles. You know, some didn't go his way, some did. But, I mean, this is battle rap, and this is a sport. You know what I'm saying? Everybody tries to make this sense of finality with MCs. Like, if we lose, it's over. Or, you know, if this doesn't go down, that's it. They're going to fold. This is it. It's over. You know what I'm saying?
But, Beez, you would admit, though, he has pressure, though. In this climate of how battle rap is now, and all the fans are savages. He has pressure, though.
He does have pressure. You know what I'm saying? He has tons of pressure. But, you know, it comes with it. Yeah, it comes with territory. And I think he's ready to endure the pressure. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, why not? You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, contrary to what people believe, you know, we give people chances. We bring people back. We look to reinvent guys and bring them back and give them opportunity. You know what I mean? And I think that we're probably the only platform that has successfully been able to do it. You know what I mean?
Mm.
Whether it's bringing somebody from scratch that nobody knows and turning them into stars, or bringing back somebody who once was a star who's been out of the limelight for a while. I think we've kind of mastered that, you know, way of promoting and marketing people and giving them push for them to be able to turn it into something. You know, that's what I'm hoping happens to Rich, man. I'm glad that he's back.
Mm. Hitman and Shine got that Summer Madness feel, Beez. That's a Summer Madness feel.
That's a rough one, man. You know what I'm saying? We're trying to work that out. You know what I mean? That battle is not all the way locked in. but it is something that we're very interested in and actively pursuing. So stay tuned for details on that battle if it gets locked in. And I think it will. You know what I mean? It just takes a little bit of time, a little finesse. But we're diligently working to get it done.
Okay. And tonight you guys dropped K-Shine and Rex. And obviously, once again, I ordered the pay-per-view. So I wasn't shocked of the term of events. I mean, when I watch it again, when you guys drop it, but just to watch it again in its entirety tonight, Bees. And I'm not throwing nobody on the bus. I don't do that here on this show. I don't do the bashing show, but I like to be a realist. This battle reminded me, Bees, and I'm in my late 30s, and you probably could feel me on this. When Larry Holmes fought Muhammad Ali, this is what I felt like Ali was getting his ass beat up on the ring, man. And here are my feelings. Like, I have to go watch some Casa battle after the show just so I can remind myself how ill Rex was at one time.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it happens, man. You know, sometimes guys, you know, they take their loss or, you know, they're not focused or, you know, things just don't go your way. It's like any other sport. But, you know, it'll be interesting to see if Rex rebounds from it and how he chooses to rebound. I actually spoke to Rex about 2 days ago. So he is interested in battles again. So, you know, maybe this time, you know, he'll come back with something a little bit different. You know what I mean? And then a little more focused. I thought his first round was pretty strong. But,
yeah, I like his first round, yes.
The rest of the battle, you know, definitely went in K-Shine's favor. And, you know, hey, it happens, man.
Bees, I just didn't understand how people – Bees, what I didn't understand was this. People were telling me on this show – yo, Dre, three-letter man, listen, there's no way Big Bro is going to let Little Bro beat them. And I kept saying, listen, that narrative sounds cool, and that cliche sounds cool, but Shine right now been on fire for a while. I can't, and B, I'm not telling you to say this because you're a league owner. I'm saying it as a fan who does a show here. I can't remember a Rex battle that I've enjoyed for three rounds in a long time. So I said Shine was going to be Rex. I'm not surprised Shine be Rex. I'm kind of surprised the way it happened. Now, watching the battle again, it just felt like Rex was like, you know, I don't know. It just looked weird, man. It looked weird. I want Rex to rebound, man. He's a legend. I want dudes like Rex and Mook and these guys to battle, man, and give us great outings. Their legacy is everything to us. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you know what I mean? They are pillars of the culture. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, hey, man. We'll see. Time will tell. You know?
Right. Time will tell. Lately, there was a conversation going on about a rap. After the JC Chef Trez battle, I guess JC put it out there that the next person that he would not mind battling was Loaded Lux. I did a show about that, too. People told me I'm crazy for that. Is that out of the rim? Is that a joke in your eye as a league owner, JC and Loaded Lux?
No, I don't think it's a joke at all. I think that,
me neither. Me neither.
You know, JC demonstrates a high quality of writing, and that's what Lux is known for, his quality of writing and his unorthodox style. And I think that, you know, and I think that JC may need one or two more solid performances on URL, and then, you know, we can take a look into that. You know what I mean? Because Lux is pretty picky about his opponents as well. So
yes.
I'm sure that he would want JC's profile. You know what I
listen,
mean?
Listen, man. I already bothered Pete and told Pete, listen, Pete, I need JC needs to battle. And in my opinion, Bees, it has to be Chess, Av, or Nitty. Then we can revisit the Lux talk, in my opinion.
Exactly. And I think that, you know, it will sell, too, because, you know, Lux is very meticulous about who he battles, when he battles, how he battles, who he's going against, who he's standing in front of. And he's going to want to make sure that JC has some viewership. So, you know, being that JC is back working with URL, we're going to give him that viewership that he needs to be able to stand in front of a load of Lux. Because Lux is going to want his views up, his profile up. Not saying that has anything to do with his skill or ability, but I know from dealing with Loaded Lux, you know what I'm saying, being I've dealt with him the longest, that's how he is. You know what I mean? That's what he wants. He wants it, you know, he wants it to be somebody who's high profile, who has a big name, who has a lot of views, so that the fan bases can combine.
Why are we not getting Lux and Verb, Beast? Why are we not getting Lux and Verb? That battle makes so much sense. Lux and Verb. It makes so much sense if you know your battle rap history.
But that was Lux. That was Lux saying that Verb hasn't been, you know, out here like he's supposed to. That's what Lux said. You know what I mean? When I asked him about it, that was his response. Was, you know, King, so he gotta go, he gotta do that thing, King. Get his phone, he gotta get out there and get on a couple of things, King. You gotta win, King. That's what he feels. He doesn't feel that Verb has been winning. So that's why he's not currently interested in taking him at the present time. It's actually A-Verb calling me on the other line, so I'm not going to flip over. But
wow.
I call him after.
I'm going to tell A-Verb I got you on the show.
I think that it does make sense. I think Verb is dynamic enough and that he will take up serious enough and that it would be a great battle. So, I mean, you know, somewhere down the line, maybe that'd be something that we can do. I'm not opposed to that. You know what I mean? I definitely think that it has enough to be sold because of the New York and the Midwest rivalry. There's a lot of footage of them arguing and talking and things like that. And, you know, Lux, Verb, speaking to Verb, he really believes that he has the angle and the way to beat Lux. You know what I mean? And, you know, I think that, you know, he could definitely pose a serious threat to him. So, time will tell. We'll see.
All right. Cortez. A lot of people talking about Cortez. Is Cortez going to be on the URL this year?
Yes, it is. He's going to be back on URL this year. You know what I mean? I would like to get Cortez back. I think that him doing a stint on URL will definitely raise his profile. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I think he's done all that he could do outside. And I think for him to take the next step, he needs to be back over here battle. Because we got the names that he needs to stand in front of that people are going to accept as those guys. Feel what I'm saying? Like, it's just weird, man. Some people flourish outside of URL, and some others don't, or they only hit a certain level. But it's really not too many. You know what I mean? And I know I talk a lot of URL shit, and I know that's a thing. But, you know, I'm just speaking from my perspective, you know what I mean, from my lens to what I see, and I'm just going based off of results and facts, you know what I mean? So it's not a slight towards anyone else. I'm just speaking what I know and what I see and what the numbers demonstrate. And, you know, he needs to be over here. You know what I mean? He needs to be here so that he's in the mix, so that the people that are hot are entertaining his conversations and his battles. You know, the guys that he wants to battle are telling him, yo, man, you're not even getting booked over here, my man. I'm not taking it. You know, that's what they said. Those are the arguments that he has. So it's not really a skill thing with Cortez. It's just a profile thing. He has to come and face people in this type of an environment, so that other people feel like when they battle him, they get something from it. They get a step up and a move up. And I'm pretty sure there'll be people under this post.
He just battled this one and that one and this one, and he don't catch payback.
But it didn't happen here. That's the difference.
Right.
That's a major key. It did not happen on URL. And because it didn't happen on URL, it's only going to go but so far. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
People say, oh, views are not everything. But to me, your viewership and your numbers is a clear indication.
And let's be real, BZ. You guys have to look at the analytics parts of battle rap, right? As a league owner, you have to, right?
Yeah. You got to look at analytics. You got to look at numbers. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You got. I see people say all the time, oh, URL, you guys have the most numbers because you don't do pay-per-view. That's why. If you did pay-per-view, your numbers wouldn't be that high. Well, I'm here to tell you, okay, that last week when I put out the T-Rex and K-Shine trailer, there were other battles that came out that week. The trailer surpassed in 24 hours. The trailer, okay? The battle came out, and I was curious to see as a numbers guy what the battle would do. Well, the battle is doing phenomenal right now. It was already at 1,000 in under 4 or 5 hours.
Right.
Saying so.
Yeah, that's crazy. That's crazy.
Based on my research and, you know, how I gauge things, that battle is going to hit 250,000 views by tomorrow. For sure.
Wow.
By sometime tomorrow, it'll be 250,000. So, there's a definite difference. You know what I'm saying? There's an interest. You know what I mean? And it's just what it is. There's more exposure here. It's just more interest. People care about drama and the things that surround it. It just makes more, it's a different energy. So I think once Cortez turns here, I think it will go up. Look at JC. Look how good his battle's doing. He's already close to 500.
Yo. I've watched him and Chef Trez numerous times. JC's one of my favorites. The only thing with JC B's, the narrative in the battle rap community is when he gets a stiffer competition, if you want to talk about the wins and losses, some fans doesn't feel he gets the signature wins against the stiffer competition, whether it was against a Tay Rock, whether it was against a Shine, against an Arsenal, things of that nature. And they want to see him, can he switch from a small setting of a Born Legacy to a gnome in Urban Plaza? And that's what the conversation with JC is.
What we're going to have to see. I definitely think he is the small room assassin or the mid room assassin. You know what I mean?
Is that a gift and a curse?
No. Well, I mean, that's just what he's good at. He's just better in that environment. Now, it's yet to be determined if he's big in that environment. I mean, to be honest, if you haven't battled on URL, you're not tested in that environment because there's no league with that much people in attendance. So anybody from any league that has never battled on URL, you don't know if you can make it in that room because you've never been in that situation. There's nothing even close. There's nothing close to Born Legacy in any other league. There's no leagues doing the attendance of Born Legacy right now. So if you go to Born Legacy and you come from another league and you do all the marquee events on any other league and you come to Born Legacy, that's probably going to be the biggest event you've been in with the most amount of people. You know what I mean? So that you know, if you do Born Legacy first, that'll probably be your biggest turnout. Then you go to, the bigger events, the gnomes, the Summer Madnesses, the Double Impact. And you can really see where your crowd control ability. But there's nothing remotely close. So, you know, if you're coming over from there, you gotta really see if you can handle that part.
Well, B's, here's the thing. A couple weeks ago, right, I had Cortez and Ryder on the show, right? And I guess I was trying to Don King a possible battle if we get them out of them. And the conversation left more like, Cortez was like, listen, I got somebody lined up already. I wouldn't mind battling you, but you are going to have to promise me that I get a big name, that he has a list of people that he wants. And if I can get, you know, I'll battle a guy that's on a rise, but they got to promise me in the back end somebody of a bigger stature. Is that how it works? Or?
Well, I mean, that's just a request. You know what I'm saying, by Cortez.
Right.
You know what I mean? Not necessarily how it works. But, I mean, there's a lot of negotiating behind the scenes. And, you know, people express things that they want, and we try to take them into consideration because we have a great deal of respect for Cortez. And, you know, why he's coming back and building things that make sense, you know what I mean? If that's ultimately, a bigger name has to want to battle you. You know what I mean? And the only way that's going to happen is if you put the groundwork in over here. You know what I'm saying? There's no, you know, dudes will battle anybody on other leagues, but they won't just take anybody on URL. You know what I mean? A dude will battle Applehead Allen. You know what I'm saying? Or anything. They won't take him.
Got you.
Difference.
And here's another question people want me to ask you, Bees. Big K, is there any close to the table negotiation? Are we almost close with Big K getting on a URL? Because as much as Big K is dope, people are saying, yo, your resume doesn't have a stain on it, but we need to see how you pan out on URL.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it will be interesting. I mean, I think Big K has grown tremendously since he's been on URL. You know, I mean, I thought he was dope when he was over here. You know what I mean? For those that don't know, newer Battle Rap fans, Big K is another proven grounds recruit who had a nice buzz, you know what I mean? But he chose to make other moves outside of the URL. And, you know, it just didn't fit with our original agreement. So he opted to do other things. However, I think that he is another artist who's done as much as he can do outside of URL. And in order for him to elevate and grow, he has to be in this setting. You know what I mean? It doesn't matter. He's battled so many people, so many, that are URL names and everything. But the impact is just not the same. It's not the same. It's not his fault. And this isn't a knock on his talent.
Right.
But I'm pretty sure people would like to see how big on URL.
I would. I definitely would.
URL has grown. You know what I'm saying? And we've never seen Big K in a big room. You know what I mean? To know if he can handle that. You know what I'm saying? We know that his pen is fire. We know that his performance is fire. But does he have the ability to control 1,000 or more people in a room and get through his rhymes and, you know, the performance? We don't know. That's yet to be determined because, you know, he's battling on smaller leagues. So he hasn't been, you know, in a big room yet to see what would happen. I think the room that he did when he battled Rosenberg Raw, that might have been about 300 people, maybe. It was a smaller setting. Even the Born Legacies are bigger now, you know. So, you know, it will be interesting. I mean, in terms of our negotiation with Big K, we spoke recently. You know, there's some concerns. There's some things that, you know, we want in return, and there's things that he wants in return, you know. So it's just
it's all about meeting halfway at the table, right?
It's about meeting halfway at the table, you know what I'm saying? But, I mean, it's not beef with Big K. It's no,
right.
You know, there's no, like, oh, that's him. And he's, you know, I mean, I don't think he feels, you know, the way that he did before. Because, I mean, we've both been kind of demonstrating respect towards each other. So, you know, it's just
He gets emotional sometimes. He gets emotional at times.
He does that thing. But, I mean, I would, too. I would be emotional,
right,
too, if I knew I was that fucking good, but I couldn't battle at the best place in the world. Like, I couldn't work out an association. Because it's like, you can't cement your legacy. Like, you're not battling with popular with it when you go to the barbershop where the dudes are talking. You know what I'm saying? You're not in no barbershop conversation because you're not in the platform where people watch. Like, people watch battle rap and they watch all the leagues.
People watch Big K though, Beasley though. People watch Big K though. That's why the thing.
I'm not saying that they don't. I'm not taking anything away from Big K. He's fine. I wouldn't, you know, despite our differences in the past, I would never knock the man on his ability. You know what I'm saying? Because, in essence, I'd be knocking ourselves because he comes from our platform. We're the ones who put Big K into the lineup.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Battle Rosenberg Raw. Yeah.
But you know, I'm not saying that. What I'm saying to you is, like, okay, there's an audience that's on Facebook, right? That's an Unbiased Review and Anki Fan and all these other Facebook groups that are dedicated to battle rap. And that is like a core niche audience. Those groups might have as much as 14,000 people per group, which is a small percentile of 600, you know, of I would say at least our fan base, right, or all the leagues combined. That is still a very, very small percentile, right? Now, with us, that if you just say us alone, you know, that might be, shit, less than 10%, you know what I'm saying, of the overall audience that is like that. So the other people, they're not dudes that are going on these Facebooks. They don't watch the other leagues. They just know what they hear on the street. Yo, son, you got to put it on. But they're going to watch what's popular in a barbershop. You know what I'm saying? So even though he's good, until he comes over here, you're not going to be in those barbershop conversations. You're just not in them. Maybe a few, one or two guys might know, but not as many people know that need to know. And that's where the void, that's where the void is at for him. You know what I'm saying?
So right.
I guarantee you, once he comes on URL, he will get the most interest that he's ever had. It'll be his highest feud battle to date, automatically, instantly.
Okay.
He'll be on fire immediately. But, I mean, like I said, you know, there just has to be some things that we both can agree upon, you know what I'm saying, on both sides, you know. So I'm not saying that he's at fault. I'm not saying that we're at fault. But we just have to come to a happy medium where we can both agree. I have nothing negative to say about the man. He's fired. It's just we can't come to an agreement business-wise on, you know, what it will take to make it happen. So it's not just us guys, and I'm not saying it's all him. It's both of us that have to try to figure it out, and hopefully we can. But, I mean, Big K is still an active battler. You know, I know he just had a battle recently, so, I mean, it's not preventing you guys from enjoying him. You guys still are able to see him. But, see, what you have to admit is you want more for somebody that you like, and more is him battling on URL, because then he's going to become
right.
a bigger name. That's why people say,
right.
we want to be seeing him on URL, because you want to see him perform in the toughest environment in battle rap. It's amongst the biggest crowds, amongst the toughest competition.
And the stiff competition, yeah.
Yeah, so, you know.
Last question before we wrap it up here, OBs, and it's not to go on a negative connotation, but if I don't ask you this question, people are going to flame me. To go too negative, but when the Jay Mills thing came out there, what was your first initial reaction?
When the what?
When Jay Mills kind of made it sound like he made Smack. What was you guys think, first initial reaction? Everybody wants me to ask you that.
I mean, you know, these guys, they have the right to their opinions and the freedom to express them. If he believes that, you know what I'm saying, then so be it. But, I mean, when you say you put somebody on, you know what I'm saying, that there's a lot that goes into that. That means, like, you bought my camera, you know, you took me around. You know, like, I worked for you, you know what I'm saying? And that didn't happen, you know what I mean? So, you know, the Smack DVD was around before Jay Mills got him, you know what I'm saying? Was he an important feature on the DVD? Of course. All the battle MCs that participated on the Smack DVD were important features that built the DVD. But I think Kanye West built the DVD. I think 50 Cent built it, and Eminem, and all the other MCs who were participating in the Smack DVD brand. So, you know, when he says that, you know, he feels that his contribution was a big one, you know, or that he made us, or whatever the case may be, that's his opinion. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't believe that. You know what I'm saying? If you want to ask me, I don't believe he made it. I think he had some hot features on it that contributed to the other stuff that we were recording, but I don't think that single-handedly made, you know, the DVD, because we had people like Ludacris on the cover, people like Beanie Siegel, people like Bun B.
It's that. It's that. I have all them shit for the Davies.
Yeah, and those are the people who, when you saw something, you purchased because of them. And then if you go back to
and
Bees, numbers,
I'm gonna keep extra tall with you. As much as I love battle rap, I didn't cop the DVDs because of battle rap, bro. And that's no shade to that. I copped the DVDs to see the track, the listing on it. Oh my word, Smack and them got 50 on there, Dipset on there, Fab, Jeezy. Oh, I'm copping this.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right. Nobody. I don't think anybody bought it for any one thing. I think they bought it for it the complete
package. Yeah.
Part. Everything makes it whole. You know what I'm saying? You can't have one without the other. It's whack if there's no battle on the DVD, but it's whack if there's a battle and there's not big names or people that, or entities that people wanted to see on the DVD. So I think all of it combined is what made it great, you know? But hey, you know, if he wants to say that or he takes credit for it, you know, sometimes people, you know, they do that. You know what I mean? And, you know, hey, what can you do? You know what I'm saying? I'm not, you know, well, this is where we argue with Jay Mills and go at him and, no, you didn't. You know what I'm saying? Nobody does that. You know what I'm saying?
Is it hard to work with somebody after that, though? Is it hard to work with somebody like that in the sense of they might have taken a shot at the staff?
Arguing, he was just saying that he still wanted to come on. He was going back and forth with
T-Rock, right?
T-Rock. And he said that he would battle, so we're going to talk to him. But T-Rock is booked right now. He's busy. You know what I'm saying? So we have to wait till T-Rock kind of frees up. He has a few battles lined up already that, you know what I'm saying, he has to take care of.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So, you know.
As a fan of T-Rock, the battles, to my opinion, that makes sense, is Hitman, to me, Hollow, obviously. Hollow, Hitman, and I just think he needs like a verb under his resume.
Mm-hmm.
Are those three battles make sense to you at all?
Yeah. Who did you say?
I said, in my opinion, Rock should battle it. Hollow, Hitman, and Verb.
Yeah, I think
that cements his legacy. That cements his legacy, in my opinion, how he pans out in those two battles.
Man, it's so amazing how many battles Rock has had and how many he still has. You know what I mean? To do. Crazy. You know what I mean?
And he gives Rock gives the young guys a chance. That's one thing I respect about Tay Rock. He'll battle a chess. You know what I mean? Rub
Rock
Nitty.
Will take
guys that's on the
battle.
Rise.
Right.
That's what it is. But Beasley, man, June 24th, double impact two, man.
Please,
I appreciate you,
get
man.
Get your ticket, man. Please, man, don't wait till the last minute. I'm telling you, I promise you, I got some more big names and surprises that you guys are going to be excited about, okay? Please do not wait. Don't play games like y'all did for Gnome and then be tight. You know what I'm saying? So just come on out and come out to Ascension on the 12th if you're in town. You know what I'm saying? At Blackthorn. Information is on the release trailers, on the announcements. You know, the information is not tickets to show up. Day of show, come through. It's going to be crazy. All right?
That's what it is. Beasley, I appreciate you rocking with me, my G. For real, man.
Anytime, bro. I'll talk with you soon.
All right, man. God bless you, brother.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. All right, that's what it is, man. Eric Beasley, man. Y'all already know what it is, man. PSA motherfucking podcast. Shout out to the owner of URL. You know what I'm saying? Let's get that clear. Now, we got to talk about T-Rex and K-Sean, my niggas. Yes, we have to talk about this shit, man. This is going to hurt, Rex. This is going to hurt. It's going to hurt me more than it hurt you, my nigga. And listen, I ordered the pay-per-view for Gnome 7, so I saw this battle a couple of times. But to recap it now and watch it 3-4 times again since it's been out tonight, this shit hurts, man. And once again, shame on you niggas out there that was telling me that, three-letter man, big bro is not going to let little bro beat him. Man, what battle was you niggas watching to make you feel that Rex was going to beat Shine? Let's be real, my niggas. What battle were y'all niggas watching, man? Round one, Rex sets it off. Like, I like how Rex sets it off. I mean, the first line that he says, I hate you, nigga. So when he ran up on Shine and said, I hate you, nigga, you know that feel, all right, this is going to be a goodie. Like Riz Rothstein, Rex and Shine is going to be a good one. So I'm thinking it's going to be a good one. You know what I'm saying? To me, Rex set the tone a little bit by doing that. You know what I mean? Does he hate Shine? Let's be real. Even though he said it, obviously through this battle, he didn't hate Shine at all. You know what I'm saying? Rex says two dots on the stage. There's two dots going against each other, but Rex, you gotta let it go like Teddy Pendergrass. Gotta let it go. That nigga's not Dot Mob anymore, my nigga. NWX. Let me ask you niggas a question, man. Leave a comment. Please leave a comment on the bottom here. Do you still, when you look at K-Sean, do you consider him NWX or do you still consider him Dot Mob? You know what I mean? Rex talked about Q-Dot must be rolling in his grave because him and Sean is battling. Q-Dot, if memory serves me right, he was the big husky brother in the back. We used to always be behind Dot Mob when niggas is battling, man. R.I.P. Q-Dot, first off. I told this nigga, hang on, but he didn't want to see Rock climb. Obviously, Tay-Rock, Rock climb. Shine was in Dot Mob, brought Rock. They brought Rock over to Dot Mob. I guess Rex is trying to say that, you know, Rock is down in the mob and Shine was the special type of way, yada, yada, yada. I'm starting to feel like Dot Mob is NWA and Beasley's the white guy. That line was funny. Obviously, the white guy being Jerry Heller, who NWA's manager was, or NWA was saying, popping. I felt like clapping you, but I still heard rain in them niggas if they let something happen to you. Like, that's what I'm saying. He says he hates Sean, but when he says that line right there, you know, I still fuck a nigga up if they hurt this. Rex, throughout this battle to me, you could tell, you know, just by, you know, facial expression and shit like that, that he still had love for Shine. While Shine just looked like there was, I'm not saying he don't got love for Rex, man, because you don't run with a nigga that long and not have love for him, regardless if you don't see eye to eye and you doing him. I got niggas right now I haven't talked to in years, but I still got love for them. You know what I'm saying? I did everything right for you, but right for you. Was there throwing punches when your family members didn't fight for you? I did like that line. The Dia B, the sweet niggas line, that was fire, Rex. I'm not going to hold you. You hear Rex saying it's going to hurt because I, you know, but did it really hurt Rex after the first round, my nigga, to the shit you were saying? You know what I mean? Rex says Mook was the one, I guess, who was the innovator and the orchestrator of the Professor Shine that came into existence. Wow, I would love to talk to Mook about that. Rex says he can never die. He has a battle rap lifespan. See, Rex, that's the thing, my nigga. I'm not saying you're dying, my nigga, but you're not looking good out here, bro. You're just not looking like... My nigga, I have to go watch your Okasa battle after this, man, just to make sure it's the reason why I still fuck with you. I have to go watch your second round against Khan to make sure you're still official, my nigga. I got to go listen to your second round against Matt the first time to make sure shit is still the Rex that I fucked with throughout the years, man. Get that nigga, Rex. I never treated you like a hype man. That shit was dope. That was the haymaker of the round for me by Rex. That was vintage Rex right there. You know what I'm saying? Rex said he taught Shine how to control the crowd. And I wouldn't doubt it. I mean, I wouldn't doubt it. Would you doubt it when Shine first came into the game and Rex and Mook and them go back to the Calico days and they're spitting verbatim, line for line, the shit Shine is talking about? You know what I mean? Well, Rex said it himself. When Shine battled Goods, you know, everybody, you know how he's rapping fast and loud, and you heard niggas in the crowd saying, facts, nigga. You hear facts. You was doing that. And you hear Shine, that is facts. You know what I'm saying? Rex was doing the kind of like a big brother talk. You know what I'm saying? In the first round. Solid round by Rex in the first round. A lot of personals. It was a solid round. I thought this was Rex's best round of the battle. And I'm pretty sure all of us felt the same fucking way. Let's be clear. Round one. Now, before I start my round, I like how Shine sets up his first round, man. Before I start my round, I'm going to give you a lot of things not to do. I mean, you're a grown-ass man, Randy. I ain't stopping you. But if you violate my daughter in any way, I'm going to pop on you. Disrespect my baby moms, I'm dropping you. You try to ask Nels about the clock, I'm clocking you. I thought that was a good way for Shine to set up his first round. Did it surprise anybody that Shine had mad niggas behind him? Like, he can't, like, mad niggas are behind him, and it felt like Rex was there with two niggas. It felt like the cheering squad for Shine was outdoing Rex's corner. You know what I mean? The smack white, don't flop line, that was cool. The swinging his arm robot line was dope. The call waiting line was fire, Shine. The shaking T-Rex line was fire to Rex. Even Rex gave it up on that line. You irked me more than hitting my foot on that thing on the bed. That shit was fire. The medicine cabinet line was dope. I thought Shine's first round was good. I thought this was the most debatable round, if anything, because some people I see giving Shine the first round. I see some people giving Rex the first round. I thought it was a very debatable round. It can go either way, in my opinion. But I would probably lean towards Shine a little bit. But I can't get mad if somebody said Rex won that round. You know what I mean? Because maybe you felt he got more personal. And in Shine's first round, you know, he wasn't really going personal like that. Rex, second round, the training line was cold. But Rex, if Shine was allegedly fucking with trainees, my nigga, here's the question I got to ask you, bro. Why was you hanging around a nigga that was allegedly fucking with trainees? Like, listen, to each his own. But if my mans and them start hanging with trainees, my nigga, we just can't chill. I'm sorry, yes, I'm going to judge you, my nigga. I'm going to judge you. I'm sorry. I just want to be around a nigga that's fucking with trainees. So to me, like, when you say that line, I got to look at you, my nigga, like, what kind of nigga are you hanging around with a nigga that's a trainee, that fucks with trainees? Neither here nor there. I know it's battle rap. Rex, when you said Shine was touching other niggas' asses, pause, then said he touched yours, pause again, that line did not connect, my nigga. Like, if you niggas could have seen my face, I had a fucking blank stare. It really did nothing for me. Me and this 45 against you and DNA, let's have a 2-on-2. That was all right. The niggas peeped Smack's face when Rex said, I have niggas outside to rob Smack if this battle don't go right. Smack looking like, all right, my nigga, you got soldiers, I got soldiers too. The chest ambulance line was solid. They said there's basketball in heaven. They just got God reffing. This nigga Rex said, they said there's basketball in heaven. They got God reffing. So God is refereeing a game in heaven. I like the picture. I can see the picture. But what the fuck does that have to do with Shine, Rex? Like, my nigga, what the fuck does that have to do with Shine? Rex, did you even spin your hat, my nigga? Did you even spin around in this battle, man? My nigga, for real, be that. The Tom Shepard, Nutso line. We still doing above the rim movie lines in 2017, Rex. We still talking about Tom Shepard and Nutso, my nigga. Next, nigga. This nigga Rex asking people, yo, who's selling hammers? I'll buy a metal. I'll cop a steel. My man's in a penny. Use nickel plates on niggas' blocks for real. A good lawyer could have got us a dime out the deal. Rex, first of all, shout out to your lawyer, first of all. But my nigga, what the fuck does your lawyer have to do with this battle, my nigga? Like, what the fuck are these bars you talking about your lawyer could... Rex, my nigga, come on, B. And I'm tired of niggas talking about, oh, Rex done so much. Yes, Rex has done a lot for battle rap. That's, of course, my nigga. He's a first ballot Hall of Fame. But damn, my nigga, you going to make it that obviously you doing it for the paycheck only? Because you didn't want to buy a battle Shine, my nigga. It was on some shit like, let's make paper out of it. And I'm not mad at that. But damn, my nigga, you can't go at this nigga's neck. Little man. Man, get the fuck out of here, B. Come on, man. Your lawyer? This nigga's talking about his lawyer. Rex, do you even have a lawyer? Let's be real, my nigga. And this round by Rex was nothing like his first round beat. I thought it was just, I'm not giving it the Archie Bunker award, but it was damn near close. It damn near was close, man. Round two, Shine said he got the chick who stuck her fingers in Rex's ass. Pardon me, y'all. These niggas with these pause-worthy bars, man. With Shine, that kind of went flat. It went kind of flat when he did that line, my nigga. I didn't feel it. It was flat as hell, man. You know what I'm saying? And Rex didn't show no signs of being worried when he said that line also. I like the angle Shine took, talking about head ice, clips, him beating Lux, hating everything, moving in Harlem, gets bothered when Mook's name gets mentioned. And yes, I've always felt that way. And I've always felt that way. I've always felt, and I'm pretty sure a lot of us have felt this way. You watch T-Rex interviews. You watch T-Rex battles. He always says, I'm not Mook. And listen, there's one thing to say you're not your mans in them. That's cool. But you don't got to reiterate it so many times. And the way you're saying it is like you're trying to shit on your mans. Like, my man Sean doesn't show with me. Timbo's my guy. Jay Black's my guy. Those are my bros. I couldn't sit there and be like, yo, I'm not these niggas. Yeah, I know I'm not these niggas. These niggas ain't me either. But I don't got to say it so many times. Like, you're trying to play your man and shit. You know what I mean? Part of being a man. Yo, I'm not going to lie. This line by Shine was one of my favorite lines in this whole fucking battle. Part of being a man is how you handle shit. You don't go straight to the gram if I'm supposed to be your mans and shit. Slow that down, man. Part of being a man is how you handle shit. You don't go straight to the gram. I'll even add some other words on there for you, Shine. You don't go to the gram, Twitter, Facebook if I'm supposed to be your mans and shit. That was some real-ass shit right there. Because the new era of niggas is everything gets aired out on social media. I've always said this. If you're supposed to be my man, and I do something you particularly don't like, my nigga, you can hit me up. You don't got to go to try to blog on me. You don't got to try to put a stain on my name. Because I'm not, I just look at it like, you got my number, my nigga. However you felt, be like grown men. You get what I'm saying? Like, we could do that. So I felt Shine on that particular line. The world don't revolve around you because you couldn't handle clips. That was cool. When he said, let's put it on the table, as soon as Shine said, let's put it on the table, Shine spazzed right after that line, my nigga. When Shine said, when he got that 10 grand, he was battling just to get a check. I was putting on for the mob so we can get respect. When Rock wasn't with us yet and Mook said he wasn't with the set, I fed the dinosaur in the game. I played the Giga Pet. That shit was fire, Shine. Fire. Man, Rex, you got niggas yelling 3-0. Niggas are yelling 3-0 in the second round of a T-Rex battle. Of a T-Rex battle. That's never happened in battle rap history. When niggas is chanting 3-0 rants in T-Rex's rounds, my nigga, in a battle. Sean was eating his food, my nigga. The whole time I'm looking at Dan Bars like, Dan Bars, you might want to throw in the towel for your man Rex B. Round two, clearly K-Sean took the round two, my nigga. Round three, Rex, I put lean on niggas. They say my quality is high tech. This nigga said, I put the lean on niggas. They say my quality's high tech. Talib quality high tech. What the fuck does that mean, Rex? More tranny talk. Tranny fixing his car. Boo, Rex, boo. Rex going back to tranny bars. It reminded me when Math and Show Off battle. Math was fucking wild OD with the Bati Man bars, man. Rex. This nigga Shine laughing and dapping his niggas while you rapping, my nigga. Like Shine already celebrating, man. Niggas probably thinking about a spliff, about to go eat with his wifey and his boys and shit. You back to talking about Shine sucking dick. Pause. Dick bar. Like, my nigga, come on, man. Come on, Rex. What the fuck are we doing, my nigga? You've been in the game too long to be wasting bars of this shit, man. Even Shine looking at you like, what? Like, remember when Russell Westbrook in the report, he was like, what? That's when Shine was like, what? the fuck is this nigga talking about? Sean got his back to you while he's rapping. Why you rapping, my nigga? Rex, you talking about you ever see niggas outside and you shaking? Like, these stories you going into, my nigga. What the fuck is that? What the fuck does that have to do with Sean, man? What the fuck does that have to do with a nigga that you might have brought into this game and you allegedly taught this nigga crowd control and all this other shit? And this is the Basuda trash Archie Bunker bullshit that you giving this man? Rex, hold up, B, man. You said if Sean beat you, said I only came into this game to see you win? What are you forfeiting? You forfeiting? You want to see him? Man, Rex, what the fuck is going on, B? Rex, I hated your third round so much, bro. I'm not going to hold you, man. Round three, Sean took your slogan, man. Sean was talking to you, Rex, like a little brother talking to his big brother. Like the way you moving and moving in these streets and moving with the dot mark is not official. Talking about Mook can't make executive decisions. And of course, Rex chuckled when Sean said Mook can't make executive decisions. This is what people are talking about, Rex, how you feel you take shots at Mook. Anytime his name mentioned, you be doing some funny style shit, my nigga. The nigga Rex is whispering at damn bars. Niggas in the crowd saying, leave that nigga alone, Shine. More 3-0 chance. And let's talk about, and then the fake dap, Rex. Oh, man, this nigga sucked you into a fake dap. Like, come on, Rex. This is not the way I want to see you go out, my nigga. You can't just leave battle rap with this battle. This is not the last battle I want to have a picture of my mental of T-Rex, man. Because this is straight trash, my G. I did not like this battle at all, fam. I'm not going to hold you, son. This was really bad, man. Shine 2-1-3, or however the fuck you want to call it, man. That's what I'm calling it. I got Shine clearly winning this battle. I never thought that this nigga was going to win. And then, Rex, what the fuck was that in the third round? You rapping all fast on some mixtape bar shit, my nigga. What the fuck was that? That shit was garbage, Rex. Garbage. Shine with the clear W, my niggas. Also, URL TV just announced announcement 2, X Factor and Midwest Miles. They are making their return to URL. And I find it very interesting, y'all, that URL has dropped 2 announcements, right? And guess what? It's 4 Midwest brothers on the card. So the Midwest brothers, let's be real, man. The Midwest movement, one of the biggest movements in battle rap. Me as a New York nigga, I've always respected those Midwest brothers, man. And let's be real, X Factor, Midwest Miles, Young Miles, these niggas been here during the Smack DVD era, my nigga. Y'all forget Miles and fucking Lux? Come on, these niggas been here forever. You know what I mean? So to see X Factor, Midwest Miles back on URL, I wonder who they're going to battle and shit. Like, Miles and X Factor, I fuck with y'all, but I hope they're not giving y'all Hitman and Verb. Like, I don't think they should give it. I'm not saying they're doing that, but I don't think you give them those brothers shit. So, the announcement of Midwest Miles and X Factor, are we excited? How do we feel? Are we feeling that? The point that also that I want to make is what happens after the Double Impact? Is this a one-take thing? Like, we just seen these brothers team up for Double Impact. Are they going to be back on one-on-one cards? Because X Factor, let me tell you, my nigga, at one particular time, you was that nigga, B. You was that nigga. X Factor, I will never forget your third round against Rich Dollaz. Like, you want to talk about, my niggas, do me a favor, my niggas. Right now, go to your laptop, computer, Mac, wherever the fuck you watch battles at, your phone. Just fast forward right now. I know we watch it numerous times, but just fast forward X Factor's third round to Rich Dollaz. If that was not church gospel at its finest, that shit was crazy. I had X Factor beating DNA. X Factor Clips, you know, Clips rap for 25 minutes. You know what I mean? X Factor beat A Verb, in my opinion. At one point, X Factor was catching wreck on these streets, my nigga, these battle rap streets. He was really catching wreck. You know what I mean? Like, he was the out of the Detroit niggas, it was X Factor before Calico. I know right now in 2017, I'm pretty sure if we do a ranking of that, people will put Calico over X Factor right now. But X Factor was that nigga till the goods battle. And X Factor, let's keep it a stack. You had us all believing that you was going to be goods. I thought you was going to be goods. And I don't know what happened after that. And X Factor, I don't know what happened because you was that nigga, my dude. But then some people were saying, you know, we in the battle rap streets, I do a show here. People kept feeling that you was seeing a lot of pause-worthy bars that was kind of hurtful for the eardrums. Midwest Miles, you classic you got with A-Verb. Let's be real, Midwest Miles. I mean, your battle with Shotgun Shug was dope. But, you know, the stigma on you, when we think of Midwest Miles, you ask the average battle rap fan, they're always going to go back to the Tech N9ne battle because they're going to feel like the Tech N9ne battle, like Tech N9ne might have got you the fuck out of battle rap. And that's, you know, people call Tech N9ne to this day Mr. Summer Madness. And I know Midwest Miles, you've had other battles that I've watched of you within the last couple of years. I can't remember off the top of my head right now, because I watched so many fucking battles. But I remember watching the battle from you. Was it early this year or late last year? It was. So what do y'all think about Midwest Miles and X Factor? I mean, it makes sense for them to team up because of the history they have together. You know what I mean? And I wouldn't want to see Calico and X Factor. I wouldn't want to see Calico and Midwest Miles. I think Midwest Miles and X Factor makes sense. In a sense, you know, but there's so many other Detroit niggas and Midwest niggas they could put also. Like, here's the thing, Smack URL. If you have X Factor and Midwest Miles, Quest McCody and Marvel One should be on this card. Like, if you're gonna have those two niggas on the card, there should be a roster spot here for Quest McCody and this nigga Marv One. You know what I'm saying? Obviously I just interviewed Beasley. He's going to unleash the other names, participants that's on this card, and then we'll get the full card in its entirety after that. I appreciate everybody rocking with me tonight. I appreciate the love. Y'all just don't know, man. Subscribe to the channel. You already know PSA Podcast. If you want to leave a donation, you can check out the description. You can leave $1, $5, $20, whatever you want to leave. It's all love. It is what it is. Subscribe to the channel. It's your boy, Three Letter Man. PSA motherfucking podcast in the building. You already know what it is, people. One.